Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Beha'alotcha. In this week's Parsha, Aharon receives the mitzvah to light the menorah, to fix the menorah, to fix up the menorah, to clean the menorah, and also to light the menorah every single day. The very beginning of our Parsha begins, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, Daber el Aharon ve'amarta elav, Beha'alotcha tanerot el mul panei ha-menorah, Ya'iru Shivat hanerot, Vayas Kain Aharon El Mul Paneha Menorah Ela Neroteha, Kasher Tziva Hashem et Moshe. Aharon is told to light the menorah, and that third Pasuk Gimel in our Parsha tells us Vayas Kain Aharon. Aharon did that. And one has to ask the question, what is the Chiddush here? What is the Chiddush? Of course, Aharon, did you think that Aharon was not going to listen to Hashem? Of course he's going to listen to Hashem. He did it. Do we always see in every single mitzvah, Moshe was told to do this, Vayas Kein Moshe, Vayas Kein Aharon, Vayas Kein Elazar? We don't see that most of the time in the Torah. We don't see that. And whenever we do see that, we have to ask the question, why and what does that mean? Rashi here quotes the Sifri, says the following. On the pasuk Vayas Kein Aharon, Rashi says Lehagid Shvacho Shel Aharon Sheloshina. This pasuk Vayas Kein Aharon is coming to teach us Lehagid Shvacho Shel Aharon. It's coming to praise Aharon. It's to tell us what a virtue. What's that virtue? Sheloshina. He didn't change anything. He didn't deviate. He didn't digress from anything that Hashem commanded him. But again, we have to ask the same question. What is the Chiddush here? Of course, Aharon didn't change anything. Hashem tells you to do X and you do Y. Unfortunately, many people do. We do make mistakes sometimes. We do sin. But Aharon, did we think that he was going to do something differently? So the Ramban on this Parsha explains that Rashi, that Medrash, the following. Lomar says the Ramban, Lomar shehu haya hamadlik otan kol yamav. The Ramban is telling us that it was Aharon himself who lit the menorah. V'yafal pi shehamitzvah ksheira bevanav, kemo she'ne'emar ya'aroch oto Aharon uvanav. Even though the Torah tells us in the beginning of Parshat Tetzaveh and Perek Chav Zayin in Shmot that really anyone, any Kohen, is really allowed to light the menorah, still, who, says Ramban, who mizdarez b'mitzvah hagdola hazot, says the Ramban, Aharon did not give this mitzvah to anybody else. Lehagid shvachosh, reading the Rashi, Lehagid shvachosh al Aharon shaloshina. The praise of Aharon is that he himself never changed. He basically never let anybody else do the menorah. He never let anybody else clean and fix and set up and light the menorah. It was only he who did it. What does this Ramban mean? We asked the question on the Pasuk, we asked the question on the Medrash and Rashi, and now in the Ramban. Why? Why indeed did Aharon never let anybody else do it? The Chasam Sofer, Rav Moshe Sofer, who died in the middle of the 19th century, the Chasam Sofer says the following. I should note that the following idea is ascribed to the Chasam Sofer. I myself did not find this inside. I looked for this Chasam Sofer. It said in his name. I myself did not see it, but it's a really beautiful idea. Says the Chasam Sofer, what does it mean that Aharon didn't change? What does it mean that Aharon didn't give it to anybody else? So the Torah tells us at the end of Parshat Tetzaveh, really, really at the end, the Torah tells us in Perek Lamed in Shmot Pasuk Zayin, V'hiktir alav Aharon k'toret samim baboker baboker behetivo et hanirot yaktirena. The Torah tells us at the end of Parshat Tetzaveh that the lighting of the menorah, the fixing and everything of the menorah took place at the very same time every single day as the bringing of the k'toret on the Aharon. In the Avodat Beit HaMikdash every single morning, two things happened simultaneously. The bringing of the Ketoret, the burning of the Ketoret, and the lighting, the fixing and the lighting of the menorah. Okay, they happened simultaneously. In other words, a Kohen who brought the Ketoret could never could not that day light the menorah. And a Kohen who lit the menorah could not that day bring the Ketoret. Good. The Mishnah in Masechet Tamid in the 5th chapter, in Perek Hay, tells us that the bringing of the Ketoret was only allowed to be brought by a Kohen once in his lifetime. If you were a regular Kohen, this does not refer to a Kohen Gadol, but if you were a regular Kohen, you were allowed to bring the Ketoret once in your entire life. It's possible that you never brought it. But if you won the lottery to bring the Ketoret, you would only be allowed to join the lottery, and you'd only be allowed to win the lottery to bring the Ketoret if it was the if you had never done it before. If you had done it before, you would never be allowed to bring the Ketoret again. Why? Because, as the Gemara there explains from a pasuk in Vezos HaBracha, bringing the Ketoret is a segula for wealth. And they wanted every Kohen to have a chance to have that wealth, and so if you brought the Ketoret once, you were never allowed to bring it again. Says the Chasam Sofer, or ascribed to the Chasam Sofer, again, the Ketoret and the menorah happened at the same time. You could not do both. Aharon HaKohen says, Shaloshina, I am going to light the menorah. I'm not going to bring the Ketoret. And he gave up his chance to become wealthy. Why? Because of the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chaf Gimel. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chaf Gimel tells us, Haragil Baner, someone who is Ragil Baner, it could be referring to Neirot Shabbos and Neirot Yom Tov, but Pashupshad is the Neirot in the Beit HaMikdash. Haragil Baner, someone who lights the menorah, Havyin Le Banim Talmidei Chachamim. It's a segula to have children who are Talmidei Chachamim. Aharon said, I have a choice. I can either light the menorah, or I can bring the Ketoret. The Ketoret will bring me, whatever this means, it'll bring me wealth. I don't want wealth. I want children who are Talmidei Chachamim, Ovdei Hashem, Yirei Shamayim. And that indeed is Lahagid Shvacho Shel Aharon Shaloshina. Perhaps one can suggest, this is my own idea, but I'm only standing on the shoulders of what I saw in the name of the Chasam Sofer. Perhaps one can suggest a slightly different idea than the Chasam Sofer. Again, the Aharon, only he brought the menorah. He never gave up the menorah, which means he never had a chance to bring the Ketoret. And we said that the Ketoret brings wealth. Well, Rav Avadya Bar Tanura wrote a perush, one of the most important perushim in history on the Mishnah. He's called sometimes just the Rav, Resh Ayin Bet, Rav Avadya Bar Tanura, or just the Bar Tanura. He died in the early 16th century. In his perush on the Mishnah that we just quoted, about the fact that a Kohen could only bring the Ketoret once in his life, the Bar Tanura explains, because they wanted, you know, whoever brought the Ketoret, again from the Pasuk in Mezos HaBracha, and then says the Bar Tanura, Lefichach, therefore, Lo hayu manichin l'shanot ba'adam, they didn't allow any Kohen to do it twice. Kedei, says the Bar Tanura, Sheyihiyu hakol mitashrim umit barchim ba, so that everyone could share the wealth, literally. So that everyone can share the wealth. Perhaps one can suggest that it's not just that Aharon HaKohen wanted children who are Talmidei Chachamim. It's possible that Aharon HaKohen, who only lived for other people, who only lived as Ohev Shalom Verodev Shalom, it's possible that all he wanted to do was let other people get that segula. Kadesha Yu HaKol Mit Ashrim Umit Barchim Ba, in the words of the Bar Tanura. Aharon literally wanted to share the wealth. He didn't want to take it for himself. That is Rashi, based on the Medrash. That's the Chasam Sofer. I'm sorry, that's first the Ramban. The Ramban who tells us that it was him who did it all the time. That was the Chasam Sofer who says that he did it to have children. He didn't want to do the Ketoret. Perhaps it's the Bar Tanura that he wanted to share the wealth. One more idea of Lehagid Shvacho Shel Aharon Shaloshina. Perhaps one can suggest the following idea of what the Chiddush was, that Aharon didn't change anything. And this idea is brought by Rabbi Huda Leib Alter, the Gerer Rebbe, who died in the early 20th century. He's better known for his Sefer, the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes explains the reason what the Chiddush was. Lahagid Shvacho Shel Aharon Shaloshina. What's the big deal? Of course he didn't change. Says the Sfas Emes, Aharon performed his duty day after day after day after day. Winter, summer, spring, fall, a happy day, so to speak, a sad day, regardless of his mood, regardless of his mindset, regardless of his pressures, regardless of his fatigue, whatever it was, the daily service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the, so to speak, the flashing, you know, the cameras rolling, the fancy schmancy, getting the headlines, avoda. But what's really the important avoda here in Avodas Hashem, it's the tadir v'she'ino tadir, tadir kodem. It's the, excuse me, it's the day after day after day, it's the understated avoda, it's the relatively private avoda. Remember where the menorah stood in the Kodesh, the menorah stood in the Beit HaMikdash. Most people on a regular basis did not see Aharon doing his work. And yet he did it day after day, lahagid shvacho shel Aharon sheloshina, that he didn't change, didn't matter. His service was steady. His service was always directed at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of his personal mindset, regardless of the fanfare. That is indeed worthy of Shevach. So Emir Tzashem, if we review for a moment, we saw Aharon's great praise, that he never digressed, he never changed his avoda. The Ramban said that he didn't ever give it up to anybody else. Perhaps it's because he wanted to work in the menorah and not the ketoret, as the Chasam Sofer understood, that he wanted children who were Talmidei Chachamim. That's all he ever wanted in the world. Perhaps one can suggest, I think in the name of the Bartanura, that he wanted to share the wealth, and we should be Zocha, that in our Avodas Hashem, we should always, B'nai L'Chaveiro, think about other people and think about how they best can serve Hashem. Daven for them, give them, help them. And perhaps also one can suggest and learn from the Sfas Emes that our Avodas Hashem, Emir Tzashem, should be spiced up, so to speak, in the mundane. Should be excited in the regular. Tadir v'she'ino tadir, tadir kodem. That is the true Avodas Hashem, the simple, understated, private, without fanfare. That kind of avoda HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves and is indeed worthy of Shevach. We should all be Zocha Emir Tzashem. Have a Shabbat Shalom.